Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're almost to the weekend.
I'm freaking pumped! I've been drinking green tea all damn day!
It's time to get weird.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not a little kitty cat no more.
Always awkward, often offensive, exceedingly entertaining.
I was going to ask you who you think would win in a fight between a grilled cheese sandwich and a taco.
It's time for the Weekend Would You Rather, brought to you by Mike's Hard Lemonade. Please drink responsibly.
Grilled cheese, but only in a fair fight. If it's prison rules, I'd take the taco.
The Weekend You Would Rather on 1080.
This is my hat now. This is totally my hat.
The Fan.
Nice. I'm a little disappointed for your co-host that they didn't get to hear the inaugural debut, but I'm...
Oh, no, that we've played that.
Oh, it's just new for me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you said it was brand new.
Yeah, for you.
Oh, for me. Oh, then who cares? If everybody's already heard it. I thought you were doing it special just for me. Lame.
Nope.
All right, well, dive right in, sir. Do you have to participate since you're also co-hosting and producing? It's just all me, solo edition.
Would you like to just do it you?
I don't care. Whatever works for you.
Like to do it better yourself?
Okay.
Headline: Pizza delivery guy takes one slice out of a box after customer refuses to tip.
Nice. That's odd. So he just in front of the, he's like, you're not going to give me a tip? Nope. And he just opens the box, reaches in, takes a slice. See,
yes.
They
sign the thing. It's a video that's on social media. And basically they sign the thing. He looks at the paper, sees there's no tip, opens the box up, takes a slice and walks off.
That's so good.
Which is really badass, I must say.
It's probably staged. That's fine though.
Would you rather give up all alcohol for a year, but you get free pizza for that year?
Yes.
Or you get two free drinks at any restaurant for a year, but you may not eat pizza.
Oh. Woo. Free pizza for a year.
Again, giving up all alcohol
for
a year, you get free pizza for that year. The other choice: two free drinks at any restaurant you go to.
Yep.
But no pizza.
So, I think we talked about this earlier this week. Pizza is the one food, like, with pizzas around, I have a very difficult time not eating all of the pizza.
Yep.
It's a tough one for me. But I've also taken up the philosophy that my grandmother always used. My grandma used to say that she was not an alcoholic because she never drank alone. And so what she did is if you showed up...
That's
to visit,
addict behavior, by the way.
That's fine. If you showed up at 7 a.m., you were having a beer with grandma because she wouldn't have a beer, but she wouldn't have it. She wouldn't drink alone.
Yeah.
But as soon as somebody was around, she'd have a drink. So with that philosophy in mind, that means every time I go, there's two free drinks. So I could have a drink for myself and somebody else, and it would be a wonderful social occasion. This is... you asked me this question a year ago.
Yeah.
Or a couple months ago. Pre 39, I'm taking the pizza.
Okay.
At 40, I'm trying to be a better person. I'm taking the alcohol. Not trying to be that much better of a person. But I'll take the two free drinks. Thank you.
Well, I don't drink anyway, so I'm taking the free pizza option.
Well, yeah, that's cheap.
That one was just for you.
Yeah, though. No, it's a very good one.
Yeah, that would be... I mean, if I was... Back when I was drinking...
But two free drinks, you don't have to drink them. That's what I'm saying. I'm sharing my second drink. Just go out. You just invite people. I'm using it as a social occasion.
Oh.
So you take the two free drinks and then invite a couple random ladies over. And go, hey, my wife's busy at home with the kid. Got a couple free drinks here. Ladies want to join me?
All right, next headline.
No response?
Nah. Okay,
that's probably a good idea.
Your headline, Florida man in bubble-like vessel washes up on the beach. Ooh.
Yeah, it's one of those running things on the... yeah, I think I've seen this headline.
A Florida man washed ashore inside a bubble-like vessel on Saturday morning after an apparent attempt to walk on water.
Yeah, it's like a hamster wheel on the water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, forgot about the currents.
They spotted a strange vessel, these people in this town, on the beach in the hammock area. This is Florida again. The vessel's sole occupant was discovered safe inside without any injuries. So it was a happy story.
Yeah, except for he didn't get to accomplish his goal, which was to traverse whatever body
walk
of water.
Walk on water.
Yeah.
Would you rather walk on water or have the ability to breathe underwater at all times?
Ooh. I'm not sure what you would do if you could walk on water. I mean, I guess I could cross over, you know, the Columbia without getting my feet wet. Breathing underwater, what would I use that for?
Well, think of it this way. If you could walk on water, you could essentially...
I'd be Jesus.
Well...
Oh.
Yeah.
Walking on water would prevent you from getting wet, right? That would be the nice thing. Like, let's say I'm fishing.
Yeah.
I don't have to put on the waders. I don't have to do that. I get it snagged in the tree on the other side. I just walk right across and I unhook it. I'm good to go. That seems practical. If I could breathe underwater, what would I do with it? I'd see the fish. I could go snorkeling. I can already do that. I'd go scuba diving. I can already do that. I'm taking the walking on water.
But I think with breathing underwater, you have to have a little bit of intrigue about what's down there. Oh. And I guess you don't.
I know I totally do, but there are ways to breathe underwater now that exist. I don't know that there's a good way to walk on water. That would be more convenient.
That's a pain in the ass, though. Scuba diving?
I understand.
You gotta pay someone. Then you
on
get
a
all
regular
gear
basis,
on
I walk outside and it's a heavy rain and there's a puddle between me and the car.
Yeah.
I just turn on the walk on water and I walk right over the puddle into the car. I'm saying, on a day-to-day, my life's not changing a whole lot. I guess I could exploit my talent. But I could probably exploit the walking on water much easier in my daily routine. So I'm walking on water, Will.
This texture will walk on water as well, stating, think of the fishing
abilities.
That's
what I just said, the fishing abilities, yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to think of that like, well, but if you're walking on it, does that mean you can also put your hand, like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, yes.
Interesting.
It's a magical ability. I'm sure that I could put my hand in the water and I could control the depth. Ooh, if I could control the depth of where in the water I'm walking.
Ooh.
So I want to walk ankle deep out into the ocean as far as I want.
Game changer.
Could do that, yeah.
Next one. Divine transformation. Ex-strip club becomes a church in Alaska.
Dig it. I think I would like it the other way, the church turning into a strip club, but I'm okay with that.
Anchorage, Alaska, a popular strip club that once beckoned customers off a busy highway leading into Anchorage, is now a church offering salvation instead of temptation.
Well.
Thanks to a daughter of a former exotic dancer.
Oh.
Linda Dugan did this.
Yep.
And it's Open Baptist Church is the name. Okay. Trying to find the strip club's name.
Is it a naked church?
What's that?
Is it a naked church?
No.
Okay.
No, you can't go in there and drop trow and then pray to God.
Why not?
Doesn't work like that.
Okay. I don't know. I've never been.
Would you rather go to a strip club with your immediate family every year on your birthday or spend one Sunday out of every month sitting in church all day, no phone, No talking to anyone.
Strip club with the immediate family. That's easy.
Dude, that's your wife and your twin dad.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever. Yeah. And I assume it's my brothers and sisters, too, and my parents. Yeah, let's all go.
If you want. Yeah.
Whatever.
If you want to bring your whole family to the strip.
It's the human body. Do I get to pick the strip club? I'll take a nice one.
That's true. Yeah. You do get to pick, yeah. I guess.
Whatever. Like, yeah.
What? How does you picking the strip club gonna lessen the blow of going to a strip club with your twin daughters?
What do you mean?
What?
Like, pick,
you know
pick
how
nice
awkward
one.
It's gonna be?
Maybe it has a daycare.
Just leave your kid with candy over there. And... Oh, Mr. Anderson, of course.
I thought there'd be candy. No, that's her name, girls. That's...
Oh, is it already that time of year again?
Yeah.
Yes.
You said it's once a year, right?
It's once a year, yeah. On your birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. I have often said that that my posthumous wish for when I perish and leave this world and my body remains is I would like my family to take me out for a nice weekend at Bernie's strip club visit. That's what I've asked for. That's it's written down in the will.
I am not a fan of churches, but I'm going to go with the church. I'm going to go with the church.
Right.
It would be too much, dude.
Too much. Well, yeah, you know, to each their own.
I just think of my mom in a strip club and
it
would not end well.
The kids wasn't my first thought, but the rest of my family would enjoy it. It'd be fine. And at some point, the kids are going to be adults. And then, you know what? It's like, whatever. It's just a lady that's getting up there and taking her clothes off. No big deal.
Here's a football one. It's the last one, too.
All right.
Mike Tomlin. Do you know him?
Yeah, he coaches the Pittsburgh Steelers, I believe. Yep. He's their, third coach ever, and he'll be there until he retires.
You're right. Mike Tomlin claims that he hasn't been to a grocery store in 10 years.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, the guy makes millions of dollars. I don't know if I'd cut out grocery stores if I made that kind of money. I'd have a personal driver. I think that'd be the first one. And I'd probably go personal chef, and then I wouldn't have to grocery shop. Yeah, I'm with it.
See, I would miss going to a grocery store. I like going to the grocery store sometimes.
I don't mind going to the grocery store.
If I
want to
pick something out, you know?
Yeah, but somebody else is doing the cooking for you.
Yeah. All right. Would you rather have a small grocery store that is located very close to your home and is only dedicated to you?
Ooh, now you're talking.
Or a personal shopper / buy deliverer.
Yeah.
They just buy and deliver your groceries. Sure, yeah. But you only get the delivery once a month and you can't enter another grocery store during that time.
Oh, I'd much rather have the personal grocery store.
Really?
Yeah, right next to the house.
I mean,
yeah.
The whole idea is that you could just ask the guy or the gal to load up.
Sure.
And then be like, you know,
yeah.
What, you got like 8 freezers in your house?
Sure, yeah, yeah. But no, too much fresh produce, man. The fresh produce would, because after, first of all, your milk's going bad. You know, I'm not drinking a lot of milk, but you put in enough recipes and then the kids drink it and all of that. Mm. It's the produce thing. I most of the time I go to the grocery store, I'm like, I'm going to grab like 4 or 5 apples. I'm going to get a couple yogurts. I'm going to get a 6-pack of beer.
Nice.
And that's the rest of my day. There's enough non-perishables that the staples, like for the, what would you be 2 weeks in and now you're just eating, you know, packaged foods and frozen or non-perishables. I like the produce too much.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
I really like going to a grocery store and just like having options.
Yeah.
That's why I can't do the order your groceries thing.
Yeah.
My wife and I tried it once, and I mean, it was very nice how convenient it was, and I enjoyed that part of it. But then, like, there were certain things about the produce we asked them to get. I'm like, well, that looks kind of rotten, and well, that's really not big enough for what we want to cook. And yep.
My wife recently did a click list, and she's like, I don't normally do produce, but I didn't want to go shop, and I did the thing. She got home, she was disappointed with every piece of it. But when you're trying to restock some of those essentials, you know, you're getting seasoning and doing all this.
Yeah.
Like, I'll tell you what to click list. It's your seasonings. Because you ever go in there and try to find your cumin, and you're like,
why are you going through so much cumin?
I'm just saying, like the ones that you rarely replace, and then you're like, I wanted the same one that I had. The nice thing is just go online, type it in, auto searches for you. Those things that you have to look for. Anytime you go, I'm not sure what aisle that's in, click list it. if you go in the seasoning rack and there's 200 of them, and you have to look through all of them. Cumin's easy to find, but you know what I'm talking about. There's certain things that are difficult to find. When you're replacing stuff like that, that's when it comes in convenient. But
you know it's hard to find.
No, tell me.
Chex Muddy Buddies. Never find them.
Yeah, you have a hard time with those, dude.
I do. I love those.
I don't think I've ever had a Chex Muddy Buddy.
Have you ever had a Muddy Buddy?
I don't know that I have.
Oh, dude.
I assume it's something covered in chocolate.
Yes. It is the Chex Party Mix.
Okay.
The little Chex thingies. You know, the squares.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're familiar, aren't you?
Sure.
With Chex?
Chex Mix, yes.
Okay. So it's the squares.
Yep.
And they, through science, inject peanut butter into them.
Oh, now you're talking.
Then you throw a little bit of chocolate on there, a little chocolate covering.
Yeah.
Then you powder that.
Really?
Powdered sugar.
There you go.
They're delicious. And I usually buy 2 bags, and then I eat through both of them in one sitting. And then I feel sick. And then Megan's like, I told you, don't do that. You always feel sick every time.
Yeah. All right. Let's hope that... The hope that you can get past your Muddy Buddy addiction and join us back in society sometime soon.
Hey, man, I quit drinking.
Yeah,
this is next on the list.
How far down is your Muddy Buddy?
Except the other one was like tearing my life apart. This one is just making me feel sick, you know?
it ruins my day.
Yeah.
It ruins
an afternoon.
Yeah, it does. All right. Well, let's, is it official?
What?
Oklahoma and Texas, part of the SEC.
Texas, yes. Oklahoma.
Are they still haven't signed?
I don't know.
Well,
I haven't checked that wire.
I thought I saw that they had. Also, we have the details of what is happening with the Robert Kraft massage tape.
Oh,
yeah.
Color me intrigued.
Yeah. So I've got Steve Spurrier's take on Texas in the SEC, and I've got the info on the massage tape, the infamous Orchids of Asia massage tape. Where is it going, and what is happening to it? You will find out. Next, Sinner and Saint edition of AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I forgot this was in the rotator.
I did not. I was like, wait, Slapchop is on the radio now? Pretty exciting.
I think I just put this in the rotator and then forgot about it.
Well, here we are.
Yeah.
And here we are, slap chopping our way through. This song, very appropriate for the next story. Or is it? So, you ever wonder what happened to the tape of Robert Kraft at Orchids of Asia?
Do you mean the tape of him being pleasured?
Yes, a video recording of the New England Patriots owner, Robert Kraft, and other men allegedly engaging in massage parlor sex has its destination figured out.
Okay.
They're going to be returning it to prosecutors for destruction.
That's probably for the best.
No, it's definitely for the best. It's, I'm sure, to protect anybody from, you know, it ever being released onto the internet, where it will live forever.
And again, it will probably cause people, when they watch it, to end up like the Nazis in Indiana Jones, melting.
It is definitely something that nobody needs to see.
Yeah, even if you're a Patriots fan, you don't watch that.
No.
No.
No. But I didn't know that that's what they would do with this tape. But I was like, oh, well, yeah, it seems obvious. But yeah, I kind of forgot that it was kind of hanging out there. He never really did get in any real trouble from any of this, did he?
I don't think so. I mean, he's an owner, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Robert Kraft is notorious for enabling owners, just kind of letting them do what they want.
You're talking about, you said Robert Kraft, but you mean...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Goodell.
Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell.
Robert
Goodell.
Scotty Brown.
You're right, I did. But Roger Goodell is. I mean, you remember that story that came out about, I want to say it was like a year and a half ago with the old Cowboys owner.
Jerry Jones.
And how he was basically screaming at Goodell on the phone, you need to knock this crap off of letting people post the videos of games online.
Yep.
Highlights. We're going to lose money, berating him, calling him an idiot, obscenities. And Goodell just was like, yeah, I understand it from his point of view.
Well, that's kind of his job. He works for the owners.
He does. He works for the owners. I guess I relate it to, or I compare that to something like, say, how Adam Silver handles situations with owners. And, you know, it's very easy to point to the whole Roger Sterling thing. Because he effectively, his first big move as commissioner of the NBA was just like, dude, you're out. Peace. Yep. Sell the team. But I think that he's also taken those steps in other nightmarish PR situations they had. I do remember when the Mavericks were going through their issues with an upper-level management guy. I am forgetting his name, but it was that huge Sports Illustrated story coming out that basically all the women in the organization were saying, this guy was sexually assaulting people. And that Silver did step in and had conferences with Cuban and said, you need to do something now.
Yes.
Like, you, this can't stand. It doesn't represent what the league is. And so with this and Robert Kraft, I mean, you're right. Like, he didn't really get in trouble. It just kind of happened. Yeah. And then they were like, well, just wait long enough and we'll all forget. Well, guess what? We waited long enough and we all kind of forgot about it.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't we? I kind of forgot about all this.
If you were a professional athlete, you got a nice sum of money. You're making good money playing pro ball somewhere.
Nice.
Where would you live?
Now, this is NFL?
You're a professional athlete.
Any athlete.
You move to a city.
Oh, okay.
Apartment, condo, big luxury mansion.
Yeah.
Where would you live?
Oh, I don't know. I might live like somewhere really nice and remote in the UK.
No, wait, I'm saying while you're playing, like in the city, it doesn't matter what city.
Well, you didn't
city
say
it
what
is
sport.
You,
I'm thinking I'm a tennis player. You kidding me?
I'm no, buy what, a mansion. What I'm suggesting,
oh,
what I'm suggesting is you play for a pro sports club
in America.
Your contract okay could be up to be traded at any point. You're not, okay. you know, would you move into a big house?
Yeah.
A condo? an apartment.
A big house.
Big house?
Yeah. Okay.
New A's reliever, Andrew Chafin, just got traded to Oakland. Wants to live in a boat.
Oh.
He spent an entire baseball season living in an RV previously.
Nice.
And now he's going to live in a boat.
I think that's a great idea.
I think it's fantastic.
Especially if you're a baseball player where you can get, I mean, you can get moved at the drop of a hat.
Well, and every single year too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but I never understood the big house thing. Like you get a big house and there was like Evan Turner was trying to rent out his house to Norman Powell because Evan Turner still had a place here, whatever. And
has he sold that thing yet?
I don't know, but it just seems like it would be more of a hassle. I understand that like if there's somewhere that you want to stay or have real estate, I get that. And you probably want to invest in real estate, but why invest in the city that you're playing in? There's no guarantee that you're going to be there, like you said, especially in baseball. So have your place in the UK.
Yeah.
And then just show up to play and just get a temporary dwelling, whether it's an apartment, a boat, an RV.
Well, I think it's the investment part.
Yeah.
That really plays into it. I mean, you want to have other sources of income. I don't know. We're thinking at the top of our heads when we think of athletes making money, you immediately go to like LeBron James making X amount.
Oh yeah. No, I'm
Damian Lillard making
role player,
super.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Like, yeah, if I was a mid-level player, you know, I'm trying to think of a comp like, you know, in the NBA.
Let's say you're
like if I was JJ Redick now,
yeah, there you go.
And I was getting veteran minimums and everything. Yeah, I'd one of the destinations, if I liked it enough, I'd probably invest in a house.
Sure.
And then I'd buy it and I'd either flip it or I would just sit on it because I've probably made enough money in my career already that I've invested some and I could retire. I just like to play basketball.
Sure.
He also has that podcast revenue coming through. So it's like, I can imagine doing it if you had just like, if you're just making that good amount of money in the pros. I agree with you if you were like a huge superstar, because then you could do it everywhere, and then that just becomes too much.
Well, like Elon Musk just sold all of the homes that he owned. That guy's got enough money that he can basically just...
Oh, yeah. He'd probably forget.
Throw up a tent anywhere he wants to.
Yeah.
And be fine. Yeah, it's something to keep track of. But even if you're J.J. Redick, if you know after your playing career, like he's lived in multiple cities, he probably knows where he wants to live, whether it's back home with his family or he's going to move to Aruba or whatever it is. You know where you're going to end up at the end of the year. Why not just go and set up shop there? I'm gonna live in the middle of Montana in a remote area. Get your house there. Go back to it in the off season. You get a break during the season. You don't make the All-Star team. Go up there. But yeah, why invest and spend the time trying to worry about a dwelling in the place where you play 82 games, half of them are on the road. You're not even in Portland or whatever city for the entire season. So you're not going to get that much advantage of it. Get a nice mattress, put it in whatever apartment you're in, and you're good. That's what I do.
This texter saying Harry Giles lived in a building for the last year and he had a similar unit that I do.
There you go. Yeah. See, I would get a low frills, just get an apartment, get a nice bed, call it good. And then, you know, it's like if you want to have, you know, an evening out and celebrate and whatever, you're having somebody, just get a hotel room.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
I know, but I think a lot of it plays into, you know, when you're an athlete, it's high stress, man.
I get it.
I know we say like, oh, these guys are just out here playing and having fun and, you know, their lives are perfect. No, man. I mean, at this age, LeBron James, after every NBA game, his body's probably a friggin' nightmare.
Oh, I get
He weighs an S ton. He's really tall. All of his joints are shot. He probably has to get into some like cryo, you know, cryo coffin where they freeze him or something crazy.
No question.
You know, and I'm not trying to like draw sympathy for these superstars or anything. I'm just trying to point out that like if I was at that level and my body was under that much stress, I would want a nice place to come back to where like I felt comfortable. Like
sure.
I wouldn't want just some apartment with a bed. Like you
gotta
give
me
something
nice.
You can
get a nice apartment though too.
Yeah.
There are nice apartments, but the nice thing about having an apartment, you don't have anything to worry about. You get amenities, you get all of those things. Can a crowd chanting a homophobic slur help their team? Is it possible? We'll find out the answer to that.
Is that a real tease?
Yes. And what does Steve Spurrier think of Texas going to the SEC? We'll get to both after this SportsCenter update.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, the show's called AJ and Dusty, but not today. It's Luke and Will, the Sinner and the Saint, getting you ready for a Saturday. We've been doing a 3-day preview to this Saturday show. Man, tomorrow we better be on point and relatable. Wait, that's another show.
No, fun wins on our show.
That's the truth.
I do love that. The one time they, well, I think that promo still plays.
Oh, it still plays. Absolutely. Yeah,
the
no
Sinner
question.
And the are fun wins. The Sinner and the Saint on 1080 The Fan. And I remember we both heard that and went to Boss Man because he wrote it. And we go, fun wins? And he just looks at us and throws his hands up and rolls his eyes.
which is really what our show's about. It's a hand throw up, eye roll type show. Yeah.
I know. He was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't. It was the end of the day. I didn't know what we were like. No, that's great.
It's perfect. It's
just
perfect.
Fine.
It's perfect. Speaking of fun winning, maybe this is fun. So, what?
Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right. You seem nervous.
This is all you.
It's all me. So, are you following the CONCACAF Gold Cup at all?
No.
Okay, so last night, semifinal between Canada and Mexico. Now, the Mexican fans of the Mexico soccer team, have a chant that they're pretty infamous for that is rather homophobic. Over the years, they have been fined and gotten in trouble with FIFA, but they can't find the fans, so they find the team and they have other penalties, and this has been happening for years. Well, last night, Mexico brings out their homophobic chant late in the game, and the referees decide to pause action. And when they do that, they get them to stop doing it. So then the Mexico fans start chanting a-hole instead. And they're like, oh, good. It's not homophobic anymore. Let's move on and continue the game. Well, they decide to add stoppage play back to the game. And inevitably,
they chanted it again.
Mexico scores the game-winning goal to advance in the Gold Cup in that stoppage time. So they gave their players a nice rest at the end of the game. And then they gave them stoppage time, and that was enough for them to win 2-1 last night in action.
Being a complete a-hole has its advantages.
Here's a question for you, though. It's like, how do you discipline a team for their fan base, and how do you discipline a fan base that it affects their team in play? Yeah. I mean, they do the fines and everything afterwards, but they've been trying for years to curb this behavior.
Nothing nothing you can do, really. I mean,
it's one of those
it is what it is situations.
Because, I mean, you look at the NBA and you throw out fans. I mean, do you just make it where, hey, if you guys do this next game, no fans? Because, I mean, that's, we saw in the NBA when they came back, right? It was just like, let's expulsion of fans.
Well, did they do that with the Malice at the Palace?
They played a few games with no fans at all.
I don't think they did. I think they just isolated like four dudes.
Yeah.
And said,
well, that's
you're
what.
Out.
Yeah, yeah. That's what. I'm, well, and yeah. they did that with the popcorn guy and the spitter, right. and then there was a couple fans in
different.
Utah. Well, yeah, that's what
Malice
I'm saying.
The when Palace was different than that.
Oh, totally different yeah. than that. But anyways, there is how a homophobic chant can help your team. Do not emulate that behavior. Is my suggestion. All right, let's wrap it up. Texas is officially part of the SEC. We think Oklahoma is officially part of it, or we'll confirm that here in the break. We'll wrap things up with your new super SEC and what Steve Spurrier thinks of the move. We'll put a bow on the show. It's a Sinner and Saint edition of AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan. All right, welcome back in. Final segment. Got primetime coming up next, but I think Suk is in Iceland and Rop is in Kansas. So
best of.
The very best of Mike Lynch.
No.
What if he just plugged in all of his segments?
Just all Mike?
Just all
Mike. For 4 hours.
Mike, he's like, here's the best thing I said in the last week. And it's just his clips again and again. That'd be great.
That's pretty much what I did when I did AJ and Dusty best
of. Oh, that's why people complain so much.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
There's a lot.
They updated the odds for the 2021-22 championship after the Lakers' big move yesterday.
This text is aggressive.
They are now in as the favorite, the Los Angeles Lakers, 3-1 to win the championship next year, is by adding Russ Westbrook.
They're the favorite?
Yeah, part of this is because there's so many Lakers fans. They can't, the bets are going to come flooding in, so they can't pay out in case they accidentally do win. But they are now the favorites. They are ahead of the Brooklyn Nets, who were the favorite. Now they sit at 13-4, which is like 3-2-5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Golden State Warriors, 9-1. Milwaukee Bucks, 9-1. Your Portland Trailblazers, 40-1. Same as the New York Knicks.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Not the Orlando Magic. I just thought that you should know that.
Well, there's more optimism. They just got 2 picks in the first 5, right? 10, actually, sorry.
Talking about the Magic?
Yeah, they got 5 and I think 8.
Let's see where the Magic's odds are. I was just saying that I know that you think that the two franchises are exactly the same.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going with. The Orlando Magic are at 200-1. They sit equal with the San Antonio Spurs at 200-1, the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, I don't know how you feel about Westbrook going there.
I told you how I felt about it. I think it's fantastic because I can hate my favorite player to hate and my favorite team to hate at the same time.
Okay, take the hate out.
Okay.
And just give me your basketball opinion. Like, this isn't a good idea, is it?
You know what they're doing is everybody's telling them what they have to do, and they're steering into the skid. I will say I am basketball intrigued by this. Because everybody knows the formula. Oh, they just need shooters. They just need shooters. They just need shooters. Okay. What if they go the complete opposite direction? Because that's what this is. What if we get another downhill player that can attack the rim, that can do a little bit of everything on the court? What if we put LeBron only smaller and faster and put them both out there on the court? What happens? I have no idea. Do you have any? Can you say that you have any idea how this is going to work?
Yeah.
It's just badly?
It's going to work very well in the regular season.
Fantastic.
But, once they get to the playoffs, it will become a major issue. And the greatest example I will give you that, is a very good case study because it is the Lakers versus the Rockets in the bubble.
Oh yeah.
Was the Lakers versus the Rockets.
Except
in the bubble.
The Rockets shot all threes.
Right, and they had a really good strategy, the Lakers did. They said, I think what we're going to do is just leave Russell Westbrook open.
Sure.
And they did.
Yes.
And he missed a lot.
I understand that.
The problem the Lakers have right now, I guess maybe you don't consider it a problem with Westbrook, but a problem nonetheless, is that after LeBron James and Anthony Davis, you genuinely don't have a pure scorer. You just don't. And those two guys score in very similar ways. I don't want to hear the crap about Anthony Davis can shoot a three. He can shoot a three. Yeah, he doesn't really do it all
that much. Can shoot a three doesn't mean a three-point shooter. I totally get that. But all three of these guys
just driving to the hoop, it's a problem that when you kick the ball out, people don't make shots.
Why kick the ball out?
Because you will miss. If you keep driving to the hoop, you will eventually miss or keep getting fouled. And you will not score as many points. Now, this is the issue that brought the Suns down, really. That for some reason, near the end in the finals, they just couldn't make shots.
Yeah.
Chris Paul would drive in. They'd collapse. He'd pass out. Jay Crowder missed shots.
Yep.
They had, what's it? Oh, crap. Who was that guard? Their backup guard.
Yeah, Cam Johnson.
Cameron Price.
Cameron Price.
Cameron Price all of a sudden couldn't make shots.
So,
it's... That's really the issue. And I'm with you. I understand. Like, everybody says you need shooters and everything. Well, you need shooters because there is a very good formula that works with LeBron James where everybody goes to him and he's really good at passing. And if he has good shooters, it's really hard to beat.
Yeah, but let's say they move to the triangle offense and just play. Here's why I'm intrigued. What if instead of trying to fill up the rest of the roster with the best shooters they can find, what if they just go, this is how we're going to play. We're going to abandon the three-point shot. We'll hit them if we can, but it won't be our primary focus. We're going to try to do something different. We're going to lead. Like, if they just go and sign the best defensive players available and go, we're going to win with defense and get into the bucket and get into the line.
I mean, that's what the Clippers essentially did.
I'd watch it.
Except they got Marcus Morris.
It's intriguing.
He's a good shooter.
Yeah. But again, they didn't rely on the three. They weren't trying to set the NBA record for 3-point shots.
Yeah.
To me, I don't hate it.
I don't know. It's an intriguing proposition. I just think that
they don't do is what everybody is saying is going, they got the wrong guy. They need to shoot threes. And then go and try and get a bunch of 3-point shooters that aren't any good that just ends up being terrible.
I think that's what's going to happen.
I know that's what's going to happen, but there is potential for them to do something different, which I'm always in favor of.
I'm tracking with you.
Yeah.
It could be interesting.
There's intrigue. They're the favorites. It's theirs to lose. All right, we're back tomorrow. We'll talk about that college football thing that we never got to, and we'll probably talk more about this. We'll probably talk about, soup. Who knows? It's Center Insane. Anything can happen. Best of Primetime is next, but keep it right here because you probably missed it the first time, and if you didn't, you definitely want to hear it again. We're done. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.